Okay, Charles, we had a very successful wedding in Las Vegas. Now we're headed to Holbrook, Arizona.
Yes, we are, Steve. We're going to see those wigwam motels, the legendary wigwam motels.
All right, let's burn up some highway.
Let's go.
We crossed the Hoover Dam and made our way to Arizona, where we stopped to pick up some supplies. Charles' plan, to cook an entire meal on the car's engine block. So, Charles has just come out of the Safeway here in Kingman, Arizona, where we are right now. Charles, what'd you get?
Well, we're going to have pork tenderloin. We're going to do a little rub on that. Then we got some potatoes and baked apples.
Sounds great. Okay, let's get under the hood.
Won't that be delicious?
Okay, we're actually going to prepare this on the side of the road here.
In the parking lot beside a Dairy Queen.
Charles begins wrapping the ingredients in several layers of foil while he figures out just where to place them on the engine.
That's one layer.
Okay, we've got the apples, potatoes, and a nice little pork roast all kind of strapped onto the engine here, foiled up. Go ahead and shut the oven door.
Oh well, here goes.
We head out to Flagstaff. That's about 130 miles when we stop to check on the meal.
Okay, what do you think? Well, okay, so the pork roast wasn't getting done enough on top of the engine block, so we now have shoved it between the radiator hose and the generator, which seems to be pretty hot. So maybe that'll cook it up good and delicious.
So it's back on 40 East for more cooking and to reach the spot where Charles has made reservations at the world-renowned Wigwam Motel. The sign says, "Have you slept in a wigwam lately?" And tomorrow we're going to be able to say yes. Charles is parked out front, unwrapping his carbecue. A few fellow wigwamers gather around, interested and amused. Finally, it's time to test the pork.
I'm cutting in. That looks done to me.
That looks done. That looks fabulous.
Looks deliciously done.
That looks cooked through and through.
And that rub looks delicious on
it. Okay, okay, we've got some, if you guys are hungry.
We just came from dinner.
You did.
Okay.
Let anyone else know in there.
All right.
Dinner is served.
And although the potatoes weren't quite done, the pork loin and the apples were fantastic. With Charles Phoenix, I'm Steve Profit at the Wigwam Motel in Holbrook, Arizona.
You might think that the world's second largest ball of twine is just another urban myth perpetuated by Chevy Chase in the hit movie Vacation.
Everybody in the car, boat leaves in 2 minutes. Or perhaps you don't want to see the second largest ball of twine on the face of the earth, which is only 4 short hours away.
Maybe if those kids in Vacation were on their way to see the world's largest ball of twine, they might have been a bit more enthusiastic. As it turns out, the largest ball of twine is real. It resides in Caulker City, Kansas. Its ball-like shape is maintained and augmented periodically by Kay Thal and the Caulker City Community Club. Ms. Thal talked to NPR's Steve Inske.
Ms. Thal, welcome.
Thanks for calling.
I am looking at this picture from a website of a man standing in front of the ball of twine, and he perhaps goes two-thirds of the way up the height of the ball. It looks like it might be 9 or 10 feet high.
Right. That's Frank Stober. Frank began the ball of twine in 1953. He was a farmer and fed bales of hay to his livestock. Cutting the twine off and being a thrifty person, decided he'd save the twine.
Then this is a number of years ago. It's even bigger still?
Oh, my, yes. Right now, it probably weighs more than 8.5 tons, almost 9 tons, and there's more than 7 million feet of twine.
How